Okay, in this audio, I will give some indications on how to organize the work for the second homework. You can use any programming language you like. There is no indication for that. You can write the code in C language, in Python, and in any other language that you prefer. So you are free to choose the programming language you are accustomed with. And here I will only give you some indication on how typically Monte Carlo code is organized. So in this code you have four input parameters: the number of particles, the shift in the Metropolis routine, the size of the box, and the beta, so the temperature, the adimensional temperature. It's often a good idea to define n with the preprocessor, so that n is fixed and the dimensions of all quantities are fixed in the code. While on the other, you can just read from a file or read from the keyboard as you prefer. So there is only one important quantity that should be specified in the code, and it is a vector which contains the positions of the particles, the coordinates. So you should define a vector of dimensions n number of particles times 3, which contains the positions of the particles, which are updated in your Monte Carlo simulations. One usually writes three different routines. In most of the codes, there is a routine which is called the starting configuration routine, which is simple, very simple routine, which is used to generate the starting configuration. You can read from the disk. You can create with some algorithm. In the homework, you are specified to consider random configurations. So the starting configuration is generated very easily. You generate randomly the three coordinates of each particle inside the box. So the generation is written below. You just choose x, I for each particle, simply drawing a random number run from 0, 1 and multiplied by L, y, the y coordinate in the same way. You generate a random number between 0 and 1 and you multiply by L, and the z is generated in the same way. So this is the way in which you generate the starting configuration. Then you should have a routine which corresponds to one iteration. So in the homework, you should perform a Metropolis simulation with a sequential update. So the idea is to have a routine which updates all particles sequentially. So this routine will have a loop over all particles. So I goes from 1 to n, where n is the number of particles. Then for each particle, you generate a position R in a box around the original position RI, and if it's specified in the homework, then you should use a cube of dimension delta cube, and then you perform the usual acceptance check. So you compute the difference in energy between the old and new configuration, and then you use the Metropolis acceptance rule. If the move is accepted, you replaced RI with the new coordinates R. Remember, in computing the Metropolis check, to use the minimum image convention to compute distances. This is, of course, crucial. And this is your second routine. So your second routine is the routine which corresponds to one single iteration. And the third routine is a measuring routine, is a routine in which you include all the measures. So here you should compute the virial and the energy, and this is done trivially. You consider two quantities that you can call energy and virial. You set zero, you set them equal to zero at the beginning, and then you run over all pair of particles, so this is the sum over ij, and in each case you sum the value of the potential and the value of the virial. Of course, again, remember, for both quantities, you should use the minimum image convention to compute distances. And then you save energy and virial, and you dump them on disk. And then we'll use these variables to do the analysis. Remember also in the updating routine, we have to include some quantity which gives you the number of accepted move. So you have one quantity which at the beginning of the iteration is zero, and then each time you accept the move, you increase that quantity by one, and that gives you the number of accepted move in your iteration. Of course, since you are doing a number of attempts equal to the number of particles, it's easy to normalize this number to get the average acceptance. So the code will be very simple. At the beginning, you generate the starting configuration randomly. Then you do a number of iterations, and each iteration consists in one update of whole particles, and then a measure. And after the measure, you save on disk the energy, the virial, and the number of accepted moves. And in the last part of the homework, you'll be required also to compute the G of R. And so remember to save the number of the particle, the quantity that we called NR epsilon. So the quantity which gives you the histogram of the distances, of the particle distances, as a function of epsilon. Use a very tiny epsilon, and then if needed, you will be able to increase the number of epsilon in the analysis program. One important thing is not to mix computations and analysis. It's always a good idea to have one code which does the Monte Carlo simulation, saves everything on disk, and then you can do the analysis after that independently of the simulation. So remember to do two things. One important thing about the computation of the G of R of the pair distribution function, remember that the pair distribution function should be computed in equilibrium, and so also for the pair distribution function, remember to discard the initial transient, exactly as you do for the energy and the virial.